This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Here we go. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. All righty. We've got a ton of things going on. We're going to be talking about Gavin Newsom, governor of California, down to visit the land of MS-13. Yeah, MS-13, El Salvador. Yeah. MS-13, that's basically what we're looking at here. Recent reports show that he likes MS-13. Why not go down there, right? I guess there's some reform programs. We're going to be talking about those and seeing whether or not that's actually the case. But the border, of course, is a big, big issue. And that's something that is, I think it's goes without saying that it's things are happening there. Big things are happening at the border. And some of the things that have fallen into our weary little eyes, of course, have been written by numerous authors, one of them being Dave Hodges. of the Common Sense Show. And I've been on Dave Hodges' show several times, and of course over the years he's been on my show, and he's used me as resources at times. I didn't even know, just for different stories, because he resources various places, such as, of course, if you want to talk about all kinds of crazy places, such as Agenda 21 Radio, he goes there for resources, and I'm sure other places as well. Well, we got a big problem that's going on, and he's got an interesting several stories. We might dive into two of his stories from his website, and his website is the DaveHodgesCommonSense.com. Dave Hodges, what is this? What is his website? I'm going to look at the thing. TheCommonSenseShow.com. The Common Sense Show, Dave Hodges. Okay, and we mentioned this earlier in the first hour, basically, that there's been over 700. Homeland Security agents have been immediately ordered to the border, and we're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to talk about sheriffs in California, basically enforcing the sanctuary state law and doing the things they need to do. And some of them, a lot of them actually, have been really reporting and doing the things they're supposed to do lawfully, and people are not liking it because they... You know, when they wrote the law to kind of seal everything up, to make sure it was sealed tight, that these sheriffs couldn't do anything to, you know, report or make sure that ICE could not get their hands on various and sundry people, like your illegal foreign nationals who come and murder people here and give them sanctuary, they've been doing the right things. We're going to talk about that. They're following, you know, the Family Values Act, I guess it's called. Is that what it's called? California Values Act, SB 54. And people have stood up and protested, of course, about, as a result of it, which is a good thing, I think. It's healthy, I think, but, you know, other people who are dictators don't like it. They don't like you standing up and protesting. So this is where we're at in our state. So we've got this sort of thing going on in California, but it's being resisted. And I want you to know that. The resistance is on board, okay? The resistance is on board, and let's be mindful of that, okay? I'm just saying, be mindful of it. Now, what about what it's really like, if you know what I mean, out there in the hinterlands of California and the rest of the nation? It's kind of suspect, actually, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of suspect. This is Dave Hodges. The DHS agent reveals ulterior motives behind the illegal immigrant invasion. 700 DHS agents ordered to the border. This is as of this morning, about an hour ago he wrote this. By order of Kirsten Nielsen, 700 Homeland Security agents have been immediately ordered to the border. The order delivered by email is effective today. The information comes from a longtime and trusted DHS source. Officially, the duties of the DHS agents are strictly administrative, and they are to provide ongoing support to the Border Patrol and to ICE. It sounds like a routine mission on the surface. However, the DHS commanders have instructed their agents to bring every last magazine at their disposal. What is listed above is benign material that Security Nielsen hopes ends up being reported by such media outlets as Fox News. However, upon closer examination, the DHS agent revealed what the agents are preparing to deal in what could become the real, quote, real mission. He says, I was informed that many of the veteran agents are on the lookout for what many have heard rumors about, a dirty bomb. Now, I got to stop here because this is not the first report by Mr. Hodges or even by myself from my sources of dirty bombs and sometimes actually dirty bomb components being apprehended. We've reported this over the years. So, guess what, DHS? Here's some more coming your way. right? This has been stuff that's happened. They've gotten missiles. They've gotten all kinds of various and sundry weapons. And components for dirty bombs has been one of them over the past. He was also told, this is Dave Hodges, that the Mexican government has been at minimum negligent and at maximum complicit with regard to certain cartel terrorist groups with regards to obtaining the elements necessary to build a dirty bomb. The agents are going to be very well armed because they are aware of the increase in paramilitary groups entering the United States. Many readers have also will also be familiar with the radio interviews I have done with Kathy Rubio regarding the paramilitary training bases in El Salvador. Much to my amazement, according to this DHS agent, we have similar training bases inside the United States, not far from the border. Some have been raided. Some are left alone. In one case, a training base in Texas was flying an ISIS flag, and DHS was told that they have the right to do so. When the DHS agent told me this story, this is to Dave Hodges, I felt I was in Humboldt County, and the law enforcement personnel who were told to stand down on the southern part of the county, of the country. This fact alone should be very disturbing when read by any American. The culprit in this treason is, of course, Obama. We'll be right back. More from this article about Dave Hodges and what's happening at the border. Just another source of what we've been telling you all along.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We'll And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And counties and counties and counties abound in New California. We're rocking and rolling. It's a quite an effective program that we're developing right now, getting our counties up and running and getting things together. It's really marvelous to see New California coming into focus and into reality. We're going to be coming up to our fourth constitutional convention in May. It's going to be May 17th and 18th in Fresno, California. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. A lot of things, big things coming up, big things coming up. And the situation, of course, is going to be absolutely astounding. I think that we've got some fabulous people going to be there speaking and going to be, well, we got some panels set up and stuff like that. It's going to be, we'll be announcing them, I think, within the week. Let's knock on wood. And that way you can be aware of who's going to be there, what's going to be there, and what kind of action. This is the only place where you're going to see a constitutional convention to form a state being happening anywhere in the nation, by the way. And it happens to be the fourth constitutional convention. We are, and we have invited, and we believe we have confirmation that Victor Davis Hanson will be at the fifth constitutional convention. So we're really excited about that one. This is all a building process to a new state, guys. This is all a building process to create a new state. This is how it all works. And at least it's going to work in this way. And we're following, you know, what happened in West Virginia. And this is historical. First time since 1861, a state has been formed from a pre-existing state, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. So it is absolutely astounding what we're experiencing. Okay, getting back into this Dave Hodges story, which I think is really significant, and it really includes a lot of things that we have known and talked about. It's more confirming than anything else, you know, and I know that he interviews this Kathy Rubio, who has been very, very well ensconced in this issue. Very, very good source, you know. Says, anyway, he goes on in the article, he was talking about that he lays all this whole thing, the culprit in this treason, as he says, of course, on President Obama, the whole thing where the borders have been opened up and, you know, we've just got basically open borders in the south end of the country and all these people are flooding across the border. He goes on in his article, is this an illegal immigration invasion or a plot? I think that's the question everybody wants to know, right? Well, and, you know, as we look at it here at Agenda 21 Radio, this is, it's both. It's an illegal immigrant invasion and a plot. That's just me. Let's go on with the rest of the article. He says, I was told that the number of illegal immigrants expected to cross the border in April will exceed 100,000. I asked the DHS agent a bold question, is the immigration invasion going to lead to the need to detain massive amounts of immigrants as becomes impractical to catch and release? Let's take a look at how well catch and release is working in Del Rio, Texas, as an example. The agent told me that 2,000 illegal immigrants were dropped off by ICE in Del Rio. They were left without food or money, and the receiving church had no funds to give to them. What do you suppose happened to the local crime rate? Federal agents are being told not even to get gas in Del Rio, not to eat out either. In short, they were being told that Del Rio is very dangerous. The local crime rate is up an estimated 100%. And as this situation unfolds, and at some point in time, the American people are going to demand action to protect the country from the desperate people who have neither food nor money. He goes on to say that during Jade Helm 15 and 16, he reported that DHS agents were showing up at federal detention centers and were ordering the release of MS-13 into the general public after being captured. Now, we did the same thing. This is not from him, but from my sources. We were having this discussion at the time. This is back in 2015 and 16. actually 2014, as more MS-13 people were coming on board. Our concern is how MS-13, being these younger kids, they're trained up. They are trained from the time they're young kids to be murderers. And to get across the border, we were saying that they had to earn their stripes to be in the gang. That means you have to murder somebody. And the age at which they start is as early as 7 years old, 6 and 7. They're trained up to murder people. Yeah. So to get across the border, you have to be one of those trained murderers. Now, what they do once across the border is they're looking for unaccompanied minors to bring into MS-13. In other words, they're recruiting. And, you know, to witness and understand how gang recruitment goes, we went through that whole deal, the whole explanation about this and about MS-13 coming into the general public, right? And arising within our own country. And we were saying that a lot of these DHS agents who are really agents of Obama, and these are agents that are still sticking around in some of the system. In other words, you know, you even had DHS agents that were MS-13 guys dressed in DHS agent uniforms. Right. That was one of the big problems back in the day, and still is a problem today. I had two Border Patrol agents tell me that they witnessed these events. A DHS agent I spoke with last night told me that these DHS agents were likely cartel members using fake IDs. At the same time, in Del Rio, Texas, I was told that three Border Patrol agents, while at their homes, encountered men wearing Border Patrol and DHS uniforms. They entered the homes, raped the women and children, and beat the agents. One agent now has brain damage, and this takes the border situation to a whole new level. So the question is, what's happening there at the border to the DHS? See, they find out where the DHS live, and they attack them. Constructing FEMA camps for illegal immigrants. Almost 8 years ago, I, meaning Dave Hodges, had written a communication from KBR. Had a written communication from KBR regarding the ability of the company to construct a makeshift FEMA camp within 72 hours. And the communications were later published on the Common Sense Show. What the spokesperson told me was the camps would be meant for illegal aliens, and he did, says, I do not believe him. However, I do now... It says, yet the real purpose of any future camps will be fraught with deception and hidden motives. I believe it is entirely possible to build FEMA camps in the near future to handle the massive amounts of immigrants. However, I believe that a future administration will indeed release these illegal immigrants. And then the real purpose of these camps could be known. Many believe that the present illegal invasion is a plot to overwhelm America, forcing the construction of FEMA camps to deal with the crisis. However, this is a Trojan horse. It says the objective is to get the FEMA camps built without arousing suspicion among millions of conservatives. Then the real fun will begin following the release of illegal immigrants. The DHS agents agreed that this is certainly one of the major options that is likely in play. This fits right in with the replacement ideology of what they're doing in California, replacing United States citizens of all stripes. Doesn't matter what color you are, what ethnicity you are, if you're an American citizen, you go to the end of the line or you're out. Colleges, jobs. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, talking about the Dave Hodges article that we've been talking about here, we're going to get into Gavin Newsom in a second. His conclusion, DHS agent reveals ulterior motives behind the illegal immigration invasion, 700 DHS agents ordered to the border. This is what he concludes. Get the volume right here. Sorry about that. And by the way, more coffee here in the grubby little hands. Says this is his conclusion. The former FBI agent, the late Larry Grathwohl, told me that after he penetrated the Weatherman Underground as an undercover agent, he asked the leader, Bill Ayers, what he would do if his group ever took over the country. Ayers told him that they would put 50 million Americans in re-education camps, but would have to do away with over half of them. Ayers later launched Obama's first political campaign and visited the White House often during Obama's two terms in office. And of course, Bill Ayers, big time in Northern California, San Francisco. Yeah, and then, of course, Bernadine Dorn, and he's still out there involved with, you know, Shining Path, down in Peru. Indigenous Peoples Movement. Get my drift. Bill Ayers. It's funny how this guy gets around all around the world in terms of his insidious form of totalitarianism and his mindset. And here we have this article by Dave Hodges. He's got other things out there, by the way. He's got a ton of other articles out there. This is just one of them. Other articles, and I'll just sort of tease you with some of them. Mexico needs to be held responsible for border invasion. It says the Sinaloa drug cartels are poisoning the drinking water in San Francisco, Sacramento, and the Central Valley. We'll talk about that one probably at some point in time. We've actually talked about this. This is something that he's got a little bit more details on some things. We'll have Dave on the show. Why don't we do that? That would probably work out really better, wouldn't it? He's got some pretty interesting articles. Anyway, so that's Dave Hodges of the Dave Hodges Show. And, we've got all kinds of things going on, though. Gee, many Christmas. But what about Gavin Newsom? What's he up to these days? I guess that's really sort of the big question, isn't it? And where's he going? That's another question. Where the heck is he going? Where in the world is he taking himself? I think is the other one. Gavin Newsom. Let's check it out. Newsom to El Salvador. How's that? We got the S and A. El Salvador. Sorry, I have to do this. We're mixed up in screens here, which is a technical issue for me. Newsom will travel to El Salvador next month. Really? Now, this is coming from the LA Times, right? And we got other things about him. Let's see. What's this one? Here we go. I think we got an audio connection on this one. Gavin Newsom to visit El Salvador and... Okay, where is it? I love it when, you're supposed to get these things all chimed up and they're not working. Gavin Newsom to visit El Salvador in April to talk immigration. Well, this is April. This is on the 29th. Okay. All right. So this is something that's going on right now. Let's see.
It's Christine Hansen. This is your CBS 13 weather update. Not a bad day today.
No, this is not what we want. This is not it. Come on. We're supposed to get the Gavin Newsom update here about... we're not going to go with that one. I think that's an old one. They give you the list of videos, and then the videos aren't playing properly. Then you go, wait a minute. Let's try this one, see if we've got a real live one here. This is now playing. We don't want that to play. It's not playing. Not going to play, sorry. How about California governor to visit El Salvador? This is 3 days ago. Newsom wants to use knowledge from El Salvador to trip. Okay, let's try this one here and see if we get this one to play. We got the players not playing for us. I wonder, this is a plot, of course. This is clearly a plot that, guess not. We're not going to play that one either. Well, the heck with you guys. We can go other places. We can do other things. That's just the way it goes if you're in our business, right? Newsom to El Salvador. Well, anyway, so he comes out and announces that he is going to be going to El Salvador. Now, there's many, many things to unpack with this one. This is from the LA Times. Next month, he says. This came out just a couple of days ago because now we're at the 4th. So when is this really going to happen, I guess, is the big question. El Salvador. Newsom will travel to El Salvador next month. This was March 28th when this was written. says Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that he will travel to El Salvador next month in his first international trip as California's governor to better understand the forces driving immigration to the United States. At a Los Angeles healthcare clinic funded by Salvadoran refugees, Newsom described the trip as an opportunity to exert California's leadership, learn about the migration problem, and communicate it to the public, and help change the conversation on immigration and move away from responding to the president of the United States simply doesn't get it and does not get much done. You cannot solve the migration issue by building walls, Newsom said. And I fear things will only get much, much worse unless we fundamentally address these issues in a more systematic way. And to the extent that the state of California can exercise its moral authority, brother, and can lead in that conversation anew, I think that's a healthy thing. And I think that's part of the whole role of and responsibility of a governor. Really. Newsom's embrace of the Central American country stands in contrast to President Trump's efforts to rescind deportation protections for Salvadorans and threats to cut off foreign aid, actions that could weaken the economy of a nation dependent on the flow of migrants to the U.S. and the financial support they send families back home. The governor's visit would serve as a symbolic counterweight to Trump's immigration policy, reassuring El Salvador that close ties remain between the two nations, said David Pedersen, associate professor of anthropology at UC San Diego. There's no other political representative who could stand for more Salvadorans in the U.S. than the governor of California, Pedersen said. At the event Thursday, Newsom said he believed California had a role to play in building relationships with other countries. America needs leadership internationally, he said, and California will assert itself if this administration wants to walk away. Newsom announced a trip at the Clinica Monsur Oscar A. Romero, a healthcare facility named after the assassinated Salvadoran archbishop and social justice champion. Well, that says a lot. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Kind of unpacking the trip that Gavin Newsom is going to be taking to El Salvador, a country long in strife and also one of the homes of MS-13, which of course sending young kids up here to our border and doing enormous damage. All you need to do is just check it out on the East Coast, where they've, of course, infiltrated and embedded themselves and are on a murder rampage in the East Coast, as they are in other parts of the country as well. So this article that was written last Thursday, a week ago, explaining Gavin Newsom and what he's doing and how he's involving himself in El Salvador, it says a lot. Now, I'm going to go through some of this stuff and the details of it so you can kind of get where I'm coming from. Gavin Newsom, of course, blasts Trump, says you cannot solve the migrant issue by building walls, Newsom said, and I fear things will only get much worse unless we fundamentally address these issues in a more systematic way. I think it's that it's a healthy thing, and I think that that's part of the role of responsibility of a governor. Newsom's embrace of the Central American country stands in contrast to the president's efforts to rescind deportation protections for Salvadorians and threats to cut off foreign aid, actions that could weaken the economy of a nation dependent on the flow of migrants to the U.S. and the financial support they send families back home. Perhaps we need to rethink this because some of the people they're sending up here are pretty unsavory characters. It says the governor's visit could serve as a symbolic counterweight to Trump's policies. This is according to David Pedersen, associate professor of anthropology at UC San Diego. There's no other political representative who could stand for more than Salvadorians in the U.S. than the governor of California, Pedersen said. So they're putting him up on this big pedestal. Pedersen pedestal. At the event Thursday, Newsom said he believed California had a role in playing in building relationships with the countries. America needs leadership internationally, he said. California will assert itself if this administration wants to walk away. Now, I wonder what Gavin Newsom's doing about the 60,000 homeless people in Los Angeles and the other, 30, 40,000 in Orange County and other places of the nation, the state. What's he doing about that? What's he doing about violence in the street? Nothing, I guess. And what's he doing about businesses that are fleeing? And what's he doing about a tax base that's eroding away from California? I'll tell you, this is what he's going to do. The governor's schedule for the trip is set to begin April 7th. And has not been publicly released. El Salvador is one of the most violent countries in the world with a homicide rate of 51 per 100,000 people in 2018. In February, the State Department renewed its travel warning, advising Americans to reconsider visiting El Salvador due to crime. Seeking to escape poverty, gang violence, and corruption, nearly 22,400 Salvadorans began the process to seek asylum in the United States in fiscal year 2018, according to data from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services on affirmative asylum applications. Information from Syracuse University's Transactional Access Clearinghouse shows immigration courts rejected 75% of the asylum seekers. There was 8,000 of them. Experts say that El Salvador that in El Salvador, Newsom will encounter a country in strife, a product of systematic inequality and lasting consequences of civil war. This is where it gets dicey. Long simmering tensions over low wage for agricultural workers and huge profits for landowners came to a head in 1980 when Romero, who we talked about before this at this clinic, right, an advocate for the poor whom Pope Francis canonized as a saint last year, was shot and killed by a right-wing death squad. The assassination fueled a 12-year war between leftist rebels and the Salvadoran military, trained and backed by the United States government. In the end, 75,000 people were killed. The idea was to quash rebellion at any cost, said Leslie Arboga, associate professor of Chicana Studies at UCLA. In El Salvador, it meant that anyone who might be affiliated with the leftist organizations might be questioning the status quo would be used to make a statement. Those people would be disappointed. Those people would be disappeared. Excuse me. Their families would be tortured and killed. Young boys were forced to serve in the war, and the families scrambled to send their children away, leading to an increase in immigration to the U.S. and other cities. And Pedersen said government leaders recognized the limitations of agriculture as the battle dragged on and embraced the remittances Salvadorans living in the United States had sent to their homes and families as a future bedrock of the economy. So in other words, people living in America earning a wage that were Salvadorans were sending their money back, and that became basically the bedrock of the economy. What this shift did is that it locked in the reality that Salvadorans would migrate to the United States and work and send money, Pedersen said. In the aftermath of the war, the country was a U.S. ally, and it couldn't withstand the end of migration to the United States. There's a history of various provisions put in place to allow for continued migration. The World Bank reported that remittances from Salvadorians was 20% of the gross income. It said, by 1984, you could not go outside anymore after dark, Abregoda said. It says, living in the U.S. in poor and low-income neighborhoods with few opportunities, some Salvadorans formed and joined gangs, including MS-13, which has origins in Los Angeles. U.S. policies to deport gang members spread MS-13 to El Salvador, which became a corridor for drug trafficking. And that's the legacy we're living with right now, by the way. His administration has attempted to end protections for more than 200,000 Salvadorans. Now, listen to this. In October, the president president also tweeted that to cut off aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and so on. A report from the congressional blah, blah, blah. Says, I think the situation, this is what the governor is doing, though. He has helped pass a bill this year to appropriate $5 million from the current state budget for nonprofit organizations providing shelter to asylum seekers and migrant families in the San Diego area. Then he's also got another $20 million that he plans to aid over the next 3 years. That's what Newsom's going to do. Who are you going to donate to? This is the second home of MS-13, El Salvador. Right. And the Pope canonized the guy who started it all.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to have a whole bunch of follow-up stuff, what's going on in El Salvador and the trip, and all the history behind some of these people. It's kind of an interesting, fascinating history of all the Central American countries. And remember, populations have been really, really big in El Salvador. I mean, when you take a look at the demographics of the area, since about 1990 or so, the populations have bloomed in many respects down there. So it, putting pressure clearly on various and sundry abilities of these countries to cope, basically. And, of course, the civil wars down there did not help. Okay, we've got some information. I'm trying to get the current status on the dam here, but the information that I have is quite sketchy. It's quite sketchy. And let's see, for today's the 4th, scheduled releases are going to be at 25,000 CFS on the Feather River tomorrow. 25,000. I'm just giving you a little Oroville update. I'm sure you want to hear this. And right now, and again, I got some sketchy information. I can't really read it. It's not real clear. Looks like the height of the dam is at 856 feet. And this is as of an hour ago, 2 hours ago. Yeah, the inflow, outflow, can't really kind of get the numbers on this. I'm sorry, but I can't read the chart. I hate it when this happens. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. It hasn't broken. You don't expect it to break, but anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.